Let's begin. The Mar Makomos here on Lashon Nekiya. It goes along with what we were talking about the other night, and the Shmuz, the opening night. So this is a pilumnus a little bit, but also some good hashkaf as well. So the pasuk tells in the parasha, in two places, it mentions that Noach was told to go to the Teva and to take all the animals. So in the Perek Zion, the pasuk says in pasuk Beis, Mikol Behema Tahora Tikach Lecha Shiva Shiva Ishvi Ishto. Take seven of the kosher animals of the Behema Torahs, the man and the woman, each of the male and female, umina Behema asher lo tahora, from the animal that is not tahor, which is a backwards way of saying a Behema Tmeya, a non-kosher animal, shnaim ish v'ishta. So it says this yet again in Pasuk Ches, in the bold, it says, umina Behema tahora, umina Behema asher enana tahora, twice again. Instead of saying Behema Temeya, the Pasuk circumvents that language and says Behema She'eino Tahora or Asher Lo Tahora. So why does the Pasuk go out of its way to say it in such a way? So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Gimel tells us that we learn from here a very important yisod. The first mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, talks about Or, Lar Basar, the Or, the night, the light of the 14th, and the Gemara goes through several blot figuring out what the word Or means. And the Gemara concludes it means Laila, refers to Leil Arbasa, the night. So why wasn't the Mishnah clear? It should have said Leil Arbasa. Why did it say Or Larbasa? So the Gemara tells us, number two, Tana didan my time lo katani leile. Why doesn't it say the night of Arbasa? Lishna ma'alya hu denaka, the Gemara says. The Mishnah wanted to use a more precise, more crisp, more refined language. A person should not say something disgusting, disgraceful, something insulting, offensive. A person should not say this. And we'll see the word Lila is not really offensive, but we'll see later on why they wanted to change Lila to Or. But this concept of Lishn Ma'alia, not to say a Davar Maguna, Sharei Akamakos of Shmona Osios. The pasuk we just read, it replaced eight psukim, used eight extra letters rather. Lahotzi davar maguna mepiv. It would have been shorter to say behema timea. Instead, it said behema she'enenu tahora. A few extra letters there, so to teach us that we should avoid saying a davar maguna. Shenemar tez napasik mina behema tahora umina behema she'enenu tahora. So that's the klal we learn from here. Now, of course, the pasuk says many places throughout the Torah tame. It says tame all the time. Yerushalmi explain what's different. I don't think I brought it here to Mar Makomos. What's unique here? But in this context, the word tameh would have been inappropriate to use because it's inappropriate for the carbon, but Noah ate it. So if we were to say behema temeya, to bring a behema to temeya, and Noah goes ahead and eats it, it would be wrong to call that which Noah eats a behema temeya. So in this context, the word tameh is inappropriate, and therefore they said eina tahor. That was the language of the pasuk. Again, to teach us the concept of liolam ayote adam davar meguna mepiv. Now the Cheskuni there asks the question, so that's one of the psukim, but it says this concept twice in the parsha. It says once in Pasuk Beis, then another time Pasuk Ches. So that's only one drasha. What's the other Pasuk teaching us? So the Marsha says the other drasha is based on the Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amun Alf is talking about the Rachel and Leah, and if you read the Gemara quickly there, number three, that Rabbi Yonasan Rab Chalokach Amar. Ruuya haisa bechora lates meirachel. Rachel really should have the bechora come from her. Dichsev Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef really should have been the bechora, the first one born. Elisha kidmasa Leah berachmim. Leah was ocha berachmim with davening. Mitoch tznius shehaisa berachel hechzira kolis rachel up because Rachel had incredible tznius and she protected the dignity of her sister. So she was ocha that Yosef was also a bechora. So my kid Masa Leah Rachman, what does that mean that Leah had Rachman, she became the first Bechor? Dechsiv Eine Leah Rachos. Her eyes were Rachos. What does it mean? My Rachos? Ilema Rachos Mamish, that they're dripping, the tears were dripping. Efshir? Begunus Behema Temer Lo Dibar Kasif. The Pasuk won't even describe something disgusting, something disgraceful about an animal. Dechsiv Mina Behema Tahora U Mina Behema She Enene Tahora. So certainly, Begunus Tzadikim Dibar Kasev. So the Pasuk wouldn't describe any physical attributes that might be belittling of Rachel. Rather, it means Shemat Noseha Aruchos, that she had long gifts. It was referring to that she had the Malchus came from her, Kahuna came from her. But the point being here is, you can't speak Begunus even by an animal, even by a Chefza. So we see the Maharsha says there are two points here. One is not to disparage any animal, any being, any person. And then there's another element of just speaking in good language. I mean, if I'm not speaking about a person, I'm just talking, having a conversation. I'm giving a shir. I'm not speaking about anybody. Even in that context, you should not speak in a davar meguna. That also requires lashon nekiyah. So one is not to speak about an animal, and certainly not a tzaddik. And one is just speaking language, using the proper language that's appropriate and refined. Those are the two dinim, the Maharsha says, we learn from these two different psukim. Now, if we focus in, we're not talking about a davar meguna of an animal, of a person. Let's talk about our language, our ability to speak properly. Just speaking in conversation, not about anything, anyone. Just having a conversation, even talking and learning. So if you look in the Gemara, there seems to be two different languages used by the Gemara. The first one we saw, number two, was Rabbi Shimon Levi, who said, Li'olam al yotze adam davar meguna. Don't say something disrespectful, disgraceful. But then if you look at number five, there's a sharper language used by Rabbi Yishmael. This is Psachim Daf Gimel. Tanya debei Rabbi Yishmael, li'olam yisaper adam belashon nikia. That's not just davar meguna. There's a neutral language. You know, in my house, we tell the kids, if you don't like food, there are a few ways you could say you don't like a certain food. You could say, I hate the food. That would be probably davar meguna. You could say, I don't like the food. That's not as strong, but that might be something neutral. Or perhaps the best way to say this is, it's not my taste. Nothing bad about the food, nothing negative, it's just not my taste. There are different languages. That's maybe the lashon nekiyah, the most refined way. So davar meguna is not saying something disgusting, something disgraceful. Lashon nekiyah, says Rabbi Shmuel, is being very sharp and refined and crisp in how you speak. And Rabbeinu Yonah points this out in Shari Tshuva, these two elements of davar meguna versus lashon nekiyah. If you look at number six, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Amar Rabbi Oseinu, Li'olam al yotzi adam davar meguna mepiv, shari akam akasav shmon osios, like we saw, lo hotzi davar meguna mepiv. Going to the next page and reading just the bold, he says, "V'nei chayv adam lehizahir shlo yot mipiv davar meguna." Person should not say anything inappropriate. I'm not even talking about curse words. I'm not even talking about things that are entirely inappropriate. There's certain strong language. Hate is a strong language. It's not a curse, but it's strong language. Gam kisiv yenu hanachas lashon meguna laharich dvarav laharichiv ma'amarav. And speaking a lot and expanding. Zekimo geder. It's a protection, lizayr minivlas hapeh, from speaking that word that are inappropriate, she mina averos hachamuros, of the worst averos, he writes. It's also a gedder for lashon hara and other things, but that's one din of lashon meguna, davar meguna. But then there's another element, as we said. If you look at the next paragraph, the Od Amru. The Gemara there says, "Imsachem ikotz ki chayv ha'adam livchor bedvar." A person must choose lashon kavod. You have to take it when you're having a conversation, choose your words wisely. When you're giving a shir, you're giving a presentation, you're just talking, choose the words. Lashon kavod, ulaniach lashon she'einanu shel kavod. Use more respectful language, and don't use that language which is not disrespectful, but it's not refined. Even if it's not inappropriate, there's a neutral, there's a power of area, you could go above and beyond and use a much stronger language, a better language. Bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'sichas iskei olam. Whether you're learning, whether you're giving shir, whether you're just having a conversation, bilvan shlo yarech dvar ba'avur zeh b'divrei Torah. Don't be extensive, don't be verbose when you talk. We'll get to that in just a second. But these are the two dinim when it comes to your conversation. So one point is, the Maharsha says, the Gemara, don't speak bad about anyone, davar meguna, even by an animal. Then when it comes to your speaking, there's davar meguna, which you shouldn't say, and then also take it a notch up to look for a lashon nekiyah. So if you look at number seven in Rashi, Rashi says that's what we learn from the night, the Laila, that the Gemara didn't use Laila, but it said or lar ba'asar. It says davar meguna. A person shouldn't speak davar meguna, says Rashi. La mishum leili davar meguna. The word night isn't a bad thing. There's nothing wrong about the word night. V'hod Rabbi Shua Levi, when Rabbi Shua says the concept not to speak davar meguna, that's ba'alma, he said this. But the reason why we're using this here is shma'in and mila lashon chachamim lechazer achar lashon tzach v'naki, a clear, crisp, a pure type of language. So Lila and Or, if I were to ask you if there's a problem, there's no problem with the word night, we use night all the time, But sometimes they want to go out of their way, Chacham, and to use just a crisper or a light. It's just it's a more positive spin on things. So therefore, they chose it here. Now, why Dafkin Maseches Pesachim? This is Al-Pi Chassidus, or Talib writes about, not for now, there's a more Lamed Shashir, but I'll say it anyways, that Pesach is about the redemption of the Peh. The Peh was in Galus, the Zohar writes, and Pesach is all about redeeming the Peh. That's why he got to Levincha, and everything about Pesach means Peh, the mouth that speaks. So therefore, Talib writes that why all the Gathas found in different Gemaras are there for reasons. The reasons of Machshava, why they're there. The first few blad of Masechet Pesachim talks about language, because Pesach is all about refining one's language. So that's probably why, again, Al Pi Chassidus, why this was chosen, or was chosen in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim to teach us this very lesson. Now, just a couple of examples where we see how to use refined language. There's a Tosfos in the beginning of Masechet Sukkah. And there the Mishnah is talking about how a Sukkah that's too high, more than 20 amos, is psulim. So Tosfos says, that's a Lashon Maguna. It's Davar Maguna to speak in such a way. It should have said, you might, to lower it, to how to fix it. Like the Gemara says in Ervin, if a Korah, which is the halachas of Ervin and a Mavoi, it's too high, it says, bring it down. So why didn't the Mishnah Sukkah say, bring it down? Psula is a Lashon Maguna. Psula is not a Davar Maguna. What's wrong with Lashon Psula? So Tosfos says, it's not a crisp, it's not a refined language. Look what he writes in number 8 here, Tosfos. Dihavatani yimait, had it said the word yimait by sukkah, chayshina, I would have thought dilma tai insha, a person would have thought yimait lichadchila, but the evidence ksheir if it's over 20 amos. So because of a chashash, a person might make a mistake, dilma asili de isr derais, and eat an apostle sukkah, they had to say, no, it's possible if it's 20 amos, just, it's not bidyevid. It's not only lichadchila, it's bidyevid is possible. That's why you have to use lashon psula, afa gab de lohavi alishna ma'aliyah. Even though this wasn't the crispest and most refined language, it was important to prevent the person from violating an issur. But by mavoi, which is dirabanan, there is no chashash there, and therefore they use the word yimait to lower it, and which is lishna ma'alia. So again, there's nothing wrong with the word psula, but they're just a refined way to speak. Choosing your language, choosing your words, your vocabulary wisely, that's the idea. That's the concept here. Now, in terms of that opening of Mishnah of Maseches Pesachim, the word or, so if you look at the Baal Mor, the very end of number 9 here, the Baal Mor writes, the reason why or was chosen, the word Laila isn't bad, like Rashi said, it's not a Davar Maguna. But they chose the word or to open up Maseches Pesachim for the following reason. He's Mechadish, the Baal Mor writes, the Tana de Masisin, the bold at the end of the paragraph here, Tana de Masisin, the Fisher Pasuk Bedvar Behilchas Bedikas Chametz. The first halachas of Maseches Pesachim talks about Bedikas Chametz, and therefore Tafas Lashon Or, the Mishnahs wanted to use the word Or, Kedichsev Pesach Darecha Ya'ir. The pasuk that when you open up something, you open up with the word Or. So since you had the opportunity to use the word Or, and Laila isn't so different, they took advantage of that to open up the Psicha should be Pesach Darecha Ya'ir. That was the concept. When you open up Bedikas Chametz, Pesach would start with Or. Now, there are some nuances here between here and the Meiri. I'm going to lump them together for now. The Meiri says, not only by Maseches Pesachim and Bedikas Chametz should we start with a positive twist and the Lashon Or, but in general, whenever you start something, you want to start off on the right foot. And look at the language of number 10. The Meiri writes in the bold, Afa Pishein Kan Tzarech, there's no need to change the word Laila to Or. Laila is not a bad word. Shari Ein Kan Lashon She'en Shekavod. What's wrong with the word nighttime? Since the opening up of Masechta, so Dvarav Ra Litvos Balashin Mehudar Shebim Hudarim, to be extra careful, Kidichsev Pesach Dvarecha Yair. When you open up, you know, some people in the Darshan, they like to, or like give a sermon, they like to use like a fancy word in the beginning just to catch the attention, a crisp language. They work very hard to have like an opening line of a speech, an opening line of something you're writing to kind of catch your attention. You want to be extra refined, extra crisp and clear. That's what the Meiri writes. So Rashi in general says, we're always looking, Chamer always looking for Lashon Tzach V'Naki, Lav Dafka in the Psicha. The Meiri says, when it comes to the Psicha, opening something up, when you start something, a new initiative, a new idea, you always start with the Mehudu Shebemudarm, the best of languages, the most appropriate of languages when you open something up. Now, is there ever a situation whereby a Lashon Maguna, Davar Maguna is acceptable? When you can speak in a disrespectful way, something that's disparaging. So the Gemara tells us in that same sugya in Pesachim that it's also important to speak b'lashon k'tzara. When you're teaching, you're too long. Some shiurim last for a long time. People are not going to pay attention anymore. Certainly in this day and age, sermons used to be like 45 minutes. Now a typical drasha is like 12 to 14 minutes, whether it has to do with attention span. But you need to teach Lashon Ketzara. The Mishnayos were written on that for that reason, very short, so people could memorize. It's easier to memorize, of course, if it's shorter. So there's a very important concept when it comes to chinuch and teaching, it should be Lashon Ketzara. So if you look at number 11, the Gemara says in Pesachim Gimel Medbeis, Baraisa Milo Ksiv Tamei, does it never say the word Tamei in the Pasuk? Of course it says Tamei all the time. How come the Gemara says it uses Eino Tehora because Tamei is Davar Maguna? So the Gemara says, Ela Kol Heicha Dichi Hadadei Ninhu. If the options on the table, one's a they're equal letters, equal words, so then you should opt for Mishtai B'Lashon Nekiyah. Choose the cleanest, the most crisp, most refined language. However, Kol Heicha De Nefisha Mile. But if the two options on the table, one will be more letters, more words, Mishtai B'Lashon Ketzara, better to choose the shorter version, even though it might not be as kavodik, as Lashon Nekiyah as the other option. So when everything's equal, use Lashon Nekiyah. But when one's longer, one's shorter, shorter actually beats out Lashon Nekiyah. But what if that shorter option is actually Davar Maguna? Could you say Lashon Ketzara if it's Davar Maguna? And here we have a Machlokas Rishon. Rashi writes, you should always choose Lashon Ketzara even if it's a Davar Maguna. If you look at Rashi, number 12, goes on to the next page, number 13. He says, just reading the bold, Ubishar mekomos ksiv lashon maguna v'katzar. If they're equal, choose lashon naki. If one's longer and shorter, choose a lashon ktsara, even though it's davar maguna. So Rashi can't have such a case where you can use a lashon maguna so long as it's katzar, because it's so important to teach in such a terse way lashon ktsara. The Baal Mor argues, number 13, says, no, you can never use davar maguna. Look what he writes in the beginning, number 13, the bold. When the two options are, one's longer, one's shorter. So, shavik lahu dinafish, ignore the longer version, v'nakit derech katzer, and take this shorter. U'bilvad shelo ye lashon maguna, so long as you don't use lashon maguna. Rashi says you can use davar maguna if it's katzer. Rabbi Amor says you cannot ever use davar maguna, even if it's lashon katzer. So that's a very important machlokas. Although we have to always look for refined language, there's a machlokas if there's an exception of using davar maguna if it's a lashon ktsara. Now this could help explain an interesting machlokas when it comes to maseches beitza versus maseches beya. There's a big machlokas how one pronounces this masechta, how one pronounces this word. Different yeshivas have different practices. The Magen Avraham brings it's brought down that it's one should not say beitza. It's a davar maguna. You should say beya. Because although beta means egg, it's talking about a beta mitarnagolus, it also refers to a body part, which is inappropriate. So he says, don't say beta, say beya. It's a davar maguna to say beya. The Tveris Yisrael says, since when? And you look in the Torah, it says the word beitzim. It says when it comes to an afroa, comes to the Shulach HaKan, it uses the word beitzim there. So we don't say beya when we're laying that in the Torah. So what's wrong with the Maseches Beitza? Why wouldn't you say that? I don't understand. It's not a davar maguna at all. So he says another hesber as to why you should say beya. He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin that there's once a Talmud who was darshaning that may beitzim ain't a machshir. Comes to halachas of tumah. That the halacha is that for food to become tame, it has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids, one of the shiva mashkim. So water is one of them. Water, milk, and all seven, blood, dew, and honey, oil. So he was darshaning that may beitzim is not machshir. Eggs are not one of the seven. If food comes into contact with eggs, and then something tamei touched it, the food won't become tamei. But they thought he said may bitsaim. May bitsaim is water from the swamps, which is regular mayim. They said, oh, water from the swamps are not machshir. And they misunderstood what he said, and we learned from that Gemara the importance of pronouncing words and letters properly. But because of that, he says, maybe that's why they said you should say the word beitza as beim, so we should never have such a confusion. That's what he suggests. But not because the word beitza is a davar maguna. It's not a davar maguna. In fact, Rabbeinu Chananel, in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, everyone gets very excited when they open Maseches Beitza. They see Rabbeinu Chananel writes a little poem. Never writes poems. He has a little rhyme there. Aschil Maseches Beitza, Bezes Gadol Ha'itza. So he's seemingly trying to convey that one should pronounce it as beta, because otherwise beya doesn't rhyme with the eitza. Okay, so they say, machlokas, how to pronounce the name, Beitza or Beya? Is it Davar Maguna or not Davar Maguna? So what's his machlokas? So maybe you could say as follows. The Torah certainly uses the word Beitza, Beitzin. So maybe it goes back to the machlokas between Rashi and the Baal Mor. Rashi writes that the Torah would use the Davar Maguna if it's Lashon Katzer. So you can't have such a hechatimsi of a Davar Maguna that appears in the Torah. So even though it's found in the Torah, it doesn't mean it's not a Davar Maguna, it still might be a Davar Maguna if it's Lashon Katzer. The Baal Mor says never would the Torah ever use a Lashon Maguna. And if it's found in the Torah, that means it's not a Davar Maguna. And since the word Beitzim is found in the Torah, it must be, it's a Lashon Nekiyah, and we should call it Maseches Beitza. But again, according to the Magen Avraham, he felt no. The Torah uses a Lashon Davar Maguna. Rashi says if it's Lashon Katzar, the Torah would use Davar Maguna. So just by the fact that it's in the Torah, it doesn't mean it's not a Davar Maguna. The Torah does in fact use a Davar Maguna. And therefore, even though we pronounce it as Beit in the Torah, when we pronounce it as a Masechta, one should say Beya. Maybe that's the machlokas here between the different opinions of how to pronounce the Beya and Beit. Now there's another Gemara here, in Psachim as well. Look at number 16, about a conversation between a Rebbe and a Talmud. The Gemara says, Honey Trey Tamid Dahavi Yasve Kamid the Hillel. Hillel had two students who were sitting in front of him. V'chai b'nayu Rabban Yochim and Zakai. One is Rabban Yochim and Zakai. Amrila, others say, Kamid the Rebbe, they're learning in front of Rebbe, and Nechab b'nayu Rabbi Yochim. The other ones, Rabbi Yochim is learning in front of Rebbe. And one of the Talmidim said, Chad Amar Mipnei Mabotzin B'tara, how come when it comes to halachas of collecting olives and grapes, the different halachas, you have to use Kalim or Tamei or Tahor? When it comes to Mipnei Mabotzin B'tara, forget the details. I don't want to confuse you with the details, but just pay attention to the words. When it comes to grapes, you have to use kale in that tower. When it comes to olive, which is moskin, ain't moskin betara. But chadamar mipnei ma botzin betara umoskin betuma. So they both agree lahalacha, but one said ain't moskin betara, one said moskin betuma. So what's the difference? So says the Gemara, says the Rebbe, either Rebbe or Hillel, Muftach ani bezeh shemor ha-Rabbi Yisrael. I know that this person is going to be great. L'hoya yomim muatim, not too many days passed until ad shehorah ha-Rabbi Yisrael, till he became a great Rav. So which one was he praising? It's unclear from the Gemara, but the understanding is he was praising the one who said that ein moskin betari, did not want to say the word tuma. He chose a more refined and crisp language, ein moskin betara. That was a language chosen. But so look at the fascinating Shiloh that's brought in the Tashbates here, number 17. So someone asked the question, isn't there a concept of Lashon Katzar? If you said, Moskin Betuma is shorter than Ein Moskin Betara. So shouldn't he have chosen the shorter language, Lashon Katzar, even though it said Tuma, and not the longer language? Look at the question, number 17. Shalta, you asked the question, Mipnei Ma Shevech Rebbe also Talmud. Why was he praising this Talmud? With that language, that he didn't want to say the word tuma. You should praise the other one who uses a shorter language. So listen to the fascinating answer, he writes. In the paragraph of Al Shemati. Shemati Maba Mari Zatzal. Shamar B'Shem. This is also interesting. HaRabbanit Eishes HaRav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. He heard in the name of the wife of a great tzaddik of Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. You find sometimes in Rishonim that they quote women. And this is not just like a nice idea. This is like a shot in the Gemara. Unless I'm misunderstanding something here. It's just fascinating. B'shem Rabbanit, HaRabbanit, Eishet HaRav, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Avi HaRav, Rabbi Matisyahu, maybe, Zekano Shel HaRav, Rabbi Yochanan, Shebedarenu. Hatam Sheshavach El HaOmer Pnei Ma'ein Moskim Metara, the reason why he praised the one who did not want to say the word Tamei, even though he used more words. L'fisha Dover B'Lashon Nekiyah. He spoke in Lashon Nekiyah. Afa pisha herich b'lashon, even though he spoke longer, umash amru li'ol mishana adam l'tamidav, derech ksara, when it says to teach students, derech ksara, that's only the Rebbe teaching the Talmud to student, he should use lashon ksara, shlo yishtabish b'lashon aruchav. He speaks for too long, so he says too many things, the Talmud's not going to remember. Better for him to shorten things, make them smaller, even though it may not be the crispest and most refined language, for teaching, Lashon Katzar is more important. But mitzad the Talmud to the Rebbe, Better for him to teach in a more refined language, or to ask in a more refined language. He's not teaching the Rebbe anything. The Rebbe doesn't need to remember what the Talmud taught him. And therefore, Lashon Nekiya is more important for the Talmud, and Lashon Ktsara is more important for the Rebbe. I'll finish off with a beautiful idea in the last page here from the Jikiver. The Jikiver, the Imri Noam, usually the Jikiver has these ideas in Gematrias and Ramazim. This is just a very nice pshat in the pasuk of Min HaBehema She'enena Tahora. So he says that the following idea. You look in number 18, the right column, the near pashat. He's trying to understand what's going on, why he has used the language Behema She'enena Tahora. He says, the Gemara, I know the Gemara tells me not to say Davar Maguna. But what about the other pasuk we mentioned before, the Cheskuni's question? It says twice. So he gives a different pshat than the Marsha. Near Pashat, Ki Amru, the Chazal teaches the Rebbein Mechai into Medrash, which may not be a Medrash according to everyone. Lama Nikra Shemo Chazir. Why is a pig called a Chazir? She'asir Lachzir Lehetera, because in the future the Chazir is going to be permitted to be eaten. There's a whole other discussion. Does that mean the Chazir is going to change itself? It's going to have split hooves and have a chew its cut at that point, but it's going to be mutter to eat in the future. Ki La'asir Yeh Basir Chazir Mutter Lechel. In the future, says Rebbein Mechai, you can eat a Chazir. Chazir means Chozir Lehetera. Rakla Esat Asr, just Asr now, temporarily while we're waiting for Mashiach to come, it's Asr, but it's not really Asr. It's not Be'etzim really Asr. Ulazek Hashir, Hashir Tziva Allah HaKadosh Baruch Likach Matorim Shiva Metmeim Shnaim. Hashem told Noach to take 7 kosher animals and 2 non-kosher animals. Im Haya Omer Mina Behema Timea, had he told Noach to take a Behema Timea, use that language, Haya Noach Sover, Noach would have thought, Bedaito, Asher Gam Me'achazi Yikach Shiva, he should take from the pig also 7. Why? Because a pig's not really a behema tamea. Keno nikra b'shem ha'etim tamea. Ki asir lachzor la'etera. In the future, it's going to be tower. A behema tamea is a donkey. It's a camel. But a chazir is not really behema tamea. Just temporarily. Temporarily tame. So maybe he would have taken 7 pigs. Therefore, it to say, al-kein amar asher lo tahor. That which is in tower. In fact, the chazir isn't tower because you can't eat it, but it's not tame either, and that's why I use that language. There is somehow a remez to the chazir coming back to become tower. And then he says, we'll finish with this paragraph, V'gam lefi, ma'adi isa b'svaram, the svaram tell us, not only is a pig going to be mutter to be eaten, but asher lasid shia aryeh minat tahor, and a lion will also be kosher in the future. We could eat a lion. Why is that? Ki ma she'asir la'achla, the reason why we can't eat a lion and aryeh, a lion kills other animals. It eats other animals. And for that reason, a lion is usher to eat. But be'etzim a lion is not really a tummy animal. And the pasuk tells us in Yeshaya, in the times of Mashiach, the aryeh will kibokar yochal tevin. A lion who is going to turn like a cattle, like cows, and eat tevin, straw and grass. It's going to be permitted to be eaten like a cow. That's what he says. And therefore he says, we can't refer to these animals as behema temeos, rather the behema she'eno tahora, because there will be a time where all these animals will eventually become tahor. So mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha to say that, see that day soon. Mitzvah Hashem, the zuchus, as the Rebbeinu Yonah said, the davar chamor, to speak in a Lashon Maguna. So chos of speaking Lashon Nekiya, we should be zocha to see that day, mutual Hashem, very, very soon.